Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
I am really, really grateful that the truth has won out in the end.
I thought the War Powers Act is blatantly unconstitutional.
That's nonsense. He's got it exactly backwards.
I have a problem with some of the tweets.
We have 8 offices, including one here in Gainesboro.
I would like to be able to be back in high school and just have he and I in a room.
That's politics. It's a messy business.
Apparently, it's messy out behind the gym.
Very dangerous.
For Joe Biden. Very dangerous times we live in here when you've got political candidates threatening, you. So
such a doddering ding-dong.
I like that.
Thank you. We need
that drop. Such a doddering ding-dong.
Doddering ding-dong.
Happy Friday morning. Glad you're back with us. Hopefully you got to hear the interview with former Governor Greitens. He was here in studio with us between 7:30 and 8. You can always go to the webpage, 971talk.com/Cox. You can listen to the audio on demand there. We're going to have it out on Twitter and radio.com and all that stuff later today. So stay tuned for that. Is he going to run for governor again? I don't know. I asked him. He said that's not something that he's going to make a decision on right away. He just wants to talk about the success he had with the Missouri Ethics Commission. That's kind of what we have focused on today. And I'm sure there's more to come on that story. So be sure and stay tuned for that. No doubt about it. Hey, we've got Trish Regan, the host of Primetime on the Fox Business Network, coming up. We're going to give away a couple of more Rolling Stones tickets for you this hour. So stay tuned. Write down the number. Don't call yet. 314-241-9797. I promise you, we're going to get to all of that, and we're going to check in with our friend Annie Fry, who's over at the Hardee's in Glen Carbon this morning. But right now, you know, I had Senator Blunt on the show earlier. I asked him about the budget. I mean, to me, that ultimately, that's what this has always been about for me. From day one, that's what the whole sending different people to Washington was all about.
That's the current spending.
Stop spending. That's what we want.
That's what we want. It got summed up as the Tea Party even got started all those years ago. Romina Bacha is joining us this morning from the Heritage Foundation. Good to get her on here because she runs their Center for the Federal Budget there at Heritage. Romina, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I look at this budget the president rolls out, and here's what they do in Washington. They come up with flowery names for programs like the I Love Children program, and then they dare you to ever try to cut it. And because of that, we never get any less government than we have today.
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. But I think the other part of it is that too many Americans think that the government's spending the government's money rather than their own money, and so much of it is borrowed. So it doesn't hurt us yet because we just got tax cuts. So how big could the problem really be? I think that's another aspect of this whole charade.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, ultimately, as I had Senator Blunt on, I'm trying to ask him, where does it stop? How do we turn this ship around if we've got 2/3 of the federal budget that is off limits? We're not allowed to touch it. I mean, the discretionary spending is a tiny part of what the budget is these days.
Oh, yeah, but that is just not true that we're not allowed to touch those 2/3. We just need to pass a budget and actually reconcile it. And I think where it starts is with the American people demanding some accountability from their lawmakers. And that starts with demanding that they do their number one job, which should be to actually pass a budget. The House Budget Committee right now is run by the Democrats. They're in the majority majority, Chairman Yarmouth, has already said that he thinks it's highly unlikely they're even going to pursue a budget this year because they don't want any infighting in an election year, because even the Democrats amongst themselves can't agree on what their budget should look like. Because some of their proposals, like this Green New Deal and the complete takeover of our healthcare sector, they like to call Medicare for All, which is another one of those misnomers. It's more like Medicare for nobody. Yeah. That we're projecting it could double, if not triple, the size of federal spending just over the next 10 years. So there's no way they could even get come close to balancing the budget, including with their tax proposals on the rich. It won't even be a drop in the bucket based on what they're trying to spend.
It's amazing. Romina Baccia, my guest this morning from the Heritage Foundation. She's an economic analyst for them. Just let me ask a simple question, because I think maybe sometimes this flies over the heads of the average American. What happens when our debt becomes 100% of GDP? Do we just turn into Greece overnight?
So our debt, if you actually account for most of it, which includes what we owe to Social Security, is already larger than the size of our economy.
Wow.
At $23 trillion, our economy this year is $21.5 trillion. So we're already past that threshold. What it means is that our economy is growing more slowly, by roughly one-third. So while the president is estimating a 3% growth rate in his budget, if all of his proposals were adopted, well, we might only grow at 2%. And that translates into fewer jobs, less income for the American people, a tougher time for folks to, you know, pay for the things that are important to them, including paying off their mortgages, paying off their cars, maybe upgrading their car, saving for their kids' college education. All of that is affected by the amount of income that we have. And when our economy grows more slowly, it means that we also have less income.
Yeah, well, thank you for putting that in perspective. I mean, we're not going to solve the problem here today, but I hope people wake up and realize the federal government's no different than you. If you spend more than you bring in, you go bankrupt. And that's where we're headed. Romina, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Romina Baccia from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, if you want to follow her there. Let me get to a quick break. Still got lots to go here for you. We're going to give away a pair of Stones tickets. We'll check in with Annie Fry over at the Hardee's and Glen Carbon. She's over there with Katie and Wiggins this morning till about 8:30. You still got time to stop by there. I got Trish Regan coming up. It's a big day on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Had foreign donors that they tried to conceal donations. There was this relentless stream of false allegations. And then the Missouri Ethics Commission finally gives us due process. And I mean, I think it's important for people to remember those allegations came out of a process where people held these Stalin-esque secret hearings where witnesses could come in and lie. We weren't even allowed to have lawyers present.
Governor Greitens just a short time ago here in the studio with us talking about not only the Missouri Ethics Commission report, which vindicated him on a lot of the allegations that were made right at the end of his governorship, right before he resigned, and he feels vindicated by that, but he's also talking about some of the other, what he feels were dirty politics that were played on him and on his campaign and on his family there at the end, and I'm sure there's going to be more to come. We'll get back to more on that here in just a few minutes. So if you didn't get to listen to it, we've got it up on the web as well, 971talk.com/Cox, and you can always download the podcast there at radio.com or wherever you go to get your favorite podcasts. So please do that. Right now, let's get to Annie Fry, who is at the Hardee's in Glen Carbon, where apparently there's somebody standing outside in an animal costume. Is that what I hear, Annie?
We had a Ryan Wiggins moose sighting earlier because people have been flooding here in the Hardee's in Glen Carbon, which we are going to be here for just a little bit longer. But anybody can come to this one until 10:30 a.m. or check your local Hardee's if you can't make it to the Glen Carbon one. And it's a great opportunity to help a worthy cause. It's Heat Up St. Louis, and you can go to heatupstlouis.org, and it benefits low-income, disabled, and elderly people who need energy assistance in Missouri and Illinois, and it cups the people who are right here, which is one of the greatest things that I like about this particular event. Also, if you drop off a buck or more, you can get a free sausage biscuit or egg biscuit, 100% of those proceeds, along with any extra tips that you have for volunteer greeters like ourselves and some of the other fine people who are literally standing outside in the extra freezing cold right now to help heat up St. Louis. Lots of people putting their best effort forward. If you go to some of the other Hardee's, you might see some of our other co-workers out and about on the St. Louis metro area. A really good cause, a really easy way to help some people and get a really delicious breakfast.
Hey, good stuff. Hey, throw in a couple of bucks for us. We'll pay you back when you get back, but you're going to have to bring the sandwiches with you.
We were just talking about how many sandwiches we needed to bring back for the morning show. Is the governor still there? Do we need to bring any extra for Governor Greitens?
I believe Elvis has left the building.
Well, we're going to be sure to. While we were here, while you were doing that interview, and we're going to be sure to podcast that on the Mark Cox Morning Show podcast on radio.com. I'm really interested to hear how that went.
Annie, we appreciate it. Thanks for your hard work this morning.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you later. The Annie Fry Show coming up today at noon to 3, and you still got a few more minutes to get out there and catch them at the Glen Carbon Hardee's or any participating Hardee's in the area. If you don't live over there in the Metro East, you can swing by and buy a sausage biscuit for a buck, and goes to a good cause.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're helping heat up, Megan Lynch's house at some point.
Hey, somebody. I got good news. I just got a text. All it was a dirty sensor.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
But, you know, imagine the thought of, you know, it was just one night. I mean, I have to think, you know, when you think about what we're doing this morning, I have to think about what it would be like to face that all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Terrible.
10 degrees last night, maybe colder than that by the time it got to daybreak this morning. And Megan was huddled in bed with her entire family trying to preserve body heat because their furnace went out. Wouldn't work. I've had that same problem. Then you pull that little sensor out and they sand it off the piece of sandpaper and stick it back in there and it works. Voila. Might have just saved you some money.
I'm glad that's what it was.
Yeah.
No, you're so right, though. I was driving to work this morning and I saw a couple of people who were clearly homeless bundled up, and my heart just broke. So I'm glad that there are efforts too.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's good
just
stuff.
The worst.
And we're going to get a biscuit out of it, so that's a good thing. I'm hungry.
But hey, what about the biscuit?
Do you have some music to play? Don't you have some music to play? I thought you told me you had. Hold on.
No, I got you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got you. I just wasn't ready. That's my bad.
It's the Stones. 314-241-9797. Caller number, we'll go with 14 again because it's the 14th. Caller number 14 gets a pair of tickets to see Mick and Ron and the rest of the Rolling Stones on the 27th when they come to town. That's a big deal. Annie's going to have another pair to give away later today. The Glover Show will give away two pair during their show between 3 and 7. So be sure and stay tuned all day. And the tickets go on sale this morning, I believe, at 10. Yeah, 10 a.m. So good luck with that. Hey, coming up, I got Trish Regan, right, from the Fox Business Network. She's kind of a big deal. She got to interview the president the other day when he was in New Hampshire, and something tells me that she's probably got a thought or two on Joe Biden wanting to drag this man behind a gym somewhere and whip him. So we'll get to Trish Regan. Good luck. Hope you win some tickets. We'll be back. That is The Who, by the way.
Thought I'd lost you.
I have to tell you, folks, I can't say this often enough. We moved over here from another studio down at Union Station that was designed for talk radio, right? So the timbre of the sound is different for talk radio. So we come over here to Intercom, and they took our friends from KZK and booted them down the hall to a smaller studio, and they gave us this studio.
It was the absolute best way to start off with new friends.
Designed for digital music clarity. So when I'm listening to The Who like that in these earphones in this studio, I feel like I'm surrounded by the best stereo system in the world.
It's fantastic. You're there.
I do. Outstanding. Excellent. Anyway, that's The Who, not the Rolling Stones, but congratulations to Connie from Belleville, Illinois, who won our second set of Rolling Stones tickets today.
Belleville.
How about that? Belleville, they are. Our first caller was from Union, Missouri, Tanya, earlier today. You can quit calling now because I can't believe this. We started that, what, 7 minutes ago. People are still trying to call in. Wait, longer than that, 9 minutes ago.
This is a big deal.
It is.
Hope springs eternal.
It does. It doesn't really take that long for Zach to say hello, you're not a winner, and hang up to 14 people.
Doesn't take that long to call back and keep trying, though.
I'm not saying you're a loser, but you just didn't win this time.
Annie's going to have a shot.
She is. And Glove. Glover's going to have a couple pair of tickets to give away later today, too. So be sure and tune in, and I wish you the best of luck with that. I think what did we decide? $260 worth of tickets?
At least.
Would you say?
Yes, for GA.
If the face value is $130 apiece and you're getting a pair, that's a good deal. And I'm sorry for those of you who were not winners, but you got another chance. Plus, they go on sale at 10. You can always buy a pair. You can. Let me play again one of the probably the question everybody has for Eric Greitens, right? I had him in studio here about an hour ago. It's up on the web if you want to listen to it, 971talk.com/Cox. We're pushing it out on Twitter and the podcast. We'll have the podcast up for you here before long. So however you want to listen to it, we'll put it on the Facebook page. But one of the burning questions was, and I'll certainly am in Republican circles, because Mike Parson is getting positive polling across Missouri for the job that he's been doing since he took over as governor, right? There's nothing in the polling that would lead you to believe that he would have any trouble getting reelected against Nicole Galloway at this point. The question is, there have been rumors about this governor possibly jumping back into the race for governor in a Republican primary. The opportunity to do that opens up at the end of February and goes for about a month. And that's when you can register a campaign to run for governor. Will there be any other challengers? I think Mike Parson did have one state representative from around Springfield somewhere who said he was going to run against him, but he's the only primary opponent that I'm aware of. So I couldn't let the governor be in the studio this morning, the former governor, and not ask him that question.
We have purposefully, as you noted, like kind of pulled back. I'm doing my work with the Navy Reserve. I'm doing some other things that I really, really love and care about. And today, especially, like as this story of our complete exoneration comes out, I really want the focus to be there. I want to make sure that that story is told. I want my sons, when they grow up, to know that we were completely exonerated.
Yeah. So not really an answer, but I think the governor is expecting more on this story. But right now he said he really wants the focus to remain on what happened yesterday and what it kind of exposes in terms of what were the true motivations of people that filed all of these allegations that were thoroughly investigated, his words. And you can tell because they issued all those subpoenas and it took them 20 months to investigate the litany of allegations about dark money and PACs that were created, and they didn't want to, they were trying to hide the donors and all this stuff. None of that panned out. Missouri Ethics Commission said there was no proof of any of that. And he kind of wants to let that soak into the public, I think, before he makes any decisions going forward. Was that your impression?
Yes. Do you have a feeling one way or another if something is coming, or is it too early to tell,
in your
opinion?
I mean, I ask him. I'm looking at his body language in here. Here's the thing I'll say about Eric Greitens. I've been around him now since probably 2015, I guess, when he was first considering running for governor. I was invited to a luncheon with him with a group of people that were trying to encourage him to run. In the primary, John Bruner was the candidate I found myself most interested in. Of course, Bruner and Hanway and the others lost to Eric Greitens, who I then supported for governor, and he won 110 counties in the state of Missouri over a very popular Democrat, Koster. I think there's a piece of him that resents the fact that because he was an outsider and basically was forced out of office over these legal proceedings in the city, I think there's a piece of him that would like to fight back against that. And part of fighting back would be to get back in the office. And I don't know how serious he is about it. you know, one thing that I asked him about was what's been the personal toll here, right? He's all along, he's owned up to the fact that his mistakes of having the affair are what opened the door for all of these attacks to begin with. They are. That's a true fact. If had he not made that bad decision prior to becoming governor, none of this other stuff would have really been able to get a toehold against him, I don't believe, at least to the point of forcing him out of office. So I think he's got to look and see what that would do to his wife and his sons if he decides to run again, because all of that gets dragged up again.
Yeah, it would come up over and over and over again. Then there would be the question of, would he have the support of leadership higher up at this point?
No, he would be running as an outsider. I believe, and somebody can check me on this, that when Governor Parson first announced, because there was some belief when at first that Governor Parson would serve out the remainder of this term and retire, and then he announced that he was running for the seat. And at that point, the Missouri Republican Party very smartly went out and put a little bit of heat on every elected Republican representative and senator in the state and said, will you endorse Governor Parson? And a bunch, like 90%, I'm guessing, it may have been more than that, did. So he's got not only 90% who've already endorsed Governor Parson, he's got basically an incumbent governor to run against in a Republican primary. So I don't know if he does it or not. I think he's got a lot of personal decisions to make in the coming weeks if he's going to do that. But we'll have him on again if he does. Absolutely. All right, a quick break. We've been trying to get a hold of Trisha Regan. We're having some problems. I think that either the Russians or the Ukrainians or Bill Barr is blocking our phone line to New York, and it's really making me mad. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back coming up here in a minute with a great opportunity for you if you like to travel. 314-241-9797.
You get mad when Trump started lying about Hunter and saying things about Hunter. I don't know that you got mad enough.
Well, you know, I would like to be able to be back in high school and just have he and I in a room.
Of course. I know.
Don't screw around with me.
What is it with this guy wanting to fight the president of the United States? Not now, apparently, but 30 years ago. What reason would you have had to fight him 30 years ago?
He sounds like the old man that's like, get those damn kids off my lawn. No,
he does. That's true. Hey, I've got a great opportunity here for you that we just discovered recently. There is some space left on this great trip that I get to take to Germany coming up in just a couple of months, if you'd like to go along. I've got Ken Chase on the phone this morning from conservativetours.com. Ken, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Absolutely, my friend. You know, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to getting to Munich and having a big old stein of beer.
Well, I'll meet you in the Hofbrauhaus, Ben, which not only is iconic simply because it's one of the grand beer houses of all of Germany, but particularly where it all began, but also, of course, there's a lot of history. And a lot of that history pertains to the rather important event of the mid-century, the last century, which, of course, was World War II. A lot of it had its genesis right there in Munich. So Munich is considered the most beautiful city in all of Germany, and it is by far. But also, of course, coincidentally, it was where the Nazi Party had its birth and rose. And therefore, there's a lot to do in Munich. It's magnificent. It's been pedestrianized. Marienplatz is the focal point. It's where the Glockenspiel is. It's absolutely charming, like a lot of Germany is. But it's also, there's a lot of rich history there.
Well, I'm sure. I know you've got a few slots left on this trip that's coming up in April. Tell us about it.
Well, we'll be covering, of course, Munich. We'll be doing Nuremberg, medieval Nuremberg. And so much of Germany is so old, like a lot of Europe, which is why we call it the old continent. And as Americans, again, that's one of the great attractions. It's got so much of what we don't have here. We're great for all sorts of reasons, but there's a whole lot of ancient history in places like Europe, and we're going to see a lot of it in this beautiful and diverse country of Germany. And then we're going to slip over the line, of course, into magnificent Austria, the elegance of Salzburg, the fortress where Mozart was born, We're going to see the beautiful Bavarian Alps, the German Alps, and climb the, well, we're not going to climb it on foot. We're going to take the high-speed gondola up and see magnificent Zugspitze, the highest peak in the German Alps. It's absolutely breathtaking. The
wow.
Anywhere in the Alps is magnificent, but Bavaria absolutely tops it all. Bavaria is one of the nicest sections, regions of all of Europe by far.
So $43.89 a person, right?
That is correct.
And that covers your airfare and transfers and all that stuff. I mean, that's a great deal. And people, do they just check out at conservativetours.com?
They can check us out at conservativetours.com or give us a call at 888-733-9494. I will try to answer as many calls as I can during the day for various tours. But, of course, this one, we're just wrapping it up. I think we've got five or six spots left on the air contract. So we'd love a few more listeners of yours, Mark. And I look forward to seeing you and your lovely wife there in Germany with the rest of the group.
That is fantastic. Ken Chase with Conservative Tours. We'll see you soon, my friend. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
You bet. ConservativeTours.com. That trip's coming up the end of April. I can't wait.
I'm jealous.
I got to lose a few more pounds so I can drink plenty of beer in Germany when I'm over there.
You're going to disappear if you lose any more pounds.
Oh, stop. You're flattering me.
So good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, not a chance. Not a chance. Got to at least get back down to the high school weight, and I've still got a ways to go, so that's good. Right?
What?
It's been a long time.
Who gets back down to the high school weight?
Not to give away too much personal information. I have not seen the underbelly of 200 pounds since I was in college. So that's my goal. I'd love to get down to that again if I could. It's been a while. It's been a minute, no doubt about it. Hey, Mike, good morning to you. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, this won't take that long. I want to recommend a book for you. And in my opinion, if 50 to 60% is true, then we need to be in Washington beating down the doors. It's Peter Schweitzer. It's called Profiles in Corruption. And it features Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Sherrod Brown, Bernie Sanders, and Amy Klobuchar, and the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. These people, they are dripping with just slime all over them.
You know what? I'll tell you, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because Trisha and I have been actively trying to get Peter Schweitzer on this show. We've had some trouble connecting with him. We've gone through his website. So we're planning to get him on. We just haven't gotten a hold of him yet.
That'll be great. And, you know, he also wrote the other one about Clinton.
Oh, the Clinton. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yep. Hey,
thanks. He'll be an excellent guest if you can get it. And people will be sick if they read this new book about these people and what they take from us and think that they're the greatest thing that walked on the face of the earth.
I'm working on it. I'll get him on the air. Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. Yeah. We've been trying to get Peter Schweitzer. I saw him on one of the network shows. And I'm anxious to get him on here and let him tell us what he discovered. Trish Regan, who we didn't manage to get a hold of today because of some technical problems up in New York on their end, she had Rudy Giuliani on her show last night. We'll try to post some of that, or if you follow her on Twitter, go listen to some of it. Rudy's got a treasure trove of information about the corruption in the Ukraine and who it's tied to in the United States. If a third of that is true, we need major investigations in both countries, no doubt about it. Hope you got to listen in earlier when Eric Greitens was here. It's on the web, 971talk.com/Cox. We put it out on radio.com, the Facebook page. Fantastic. What a great show. How great that it's Friday.
The MAGA morning.
Happy Valentine's Day, ladies.
Happy you as well. Valentine's
All right.
Day
we'll see morning. You Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.